personally, the experience I've had was with my dad struggling with drink. He was an alcoholic for probably all of my life, really. It was nothing like some of the problems that these people are having, but he definitely had an alcohol addiction. He wasn't able to kick it, unfortunately, and it was the end of him. He was 55 when he died, and it was alcohol related, and unfortunately he was never able to stop. He tried several times over the years, and we had lots of promises and lots of hope that things were going to change, and unfortunately he just never found the strength to do it. And I just think a project like this can be the difference between someone getting that full support and being able to have the help that they need to stop, or not doing, and ended up dying at a young age, really. So, you know, you've got to look at the bigger impact. It's about everybody working together. It's about putting full support in so that people have got as much help as possible to take what is a difficult step. And as I say, I've seen my dad struggle for years and years, and it is not easy, and you know, people just need help. And I think this kind of project is just looking at things from a different way. Instead of it being professionals stepping in, it's, you know, people who have got that experience who can really understand, and hopefully who these people can connect with as well. And I just think the wider impacts on all of those family members, on the cost to the NHS, on cost to all the services that are being provided, you know, it can only be a positive thing, really. So I'm really pleased that we've been successful in getting the funding, and we've got this kind of project in Salford, and I'm sure we'll see good things come from it.